And good morning. Welcome to the Latin Alternative. I'm Byron Gonzalez, and this is Por la Mañana con Sabor. And today, it fills my heart with a lot of joy and a lot of warmness because I have Flor de Toloache here in the studio, and they're going to play a couple songs for us. Thank you for coming in today. I really appreciate it. It's such an honor to have you all here. So you are all Latin Grammy Award winning for Las Caras Lindas, and you're also playing a free show at the Levitt Pavilion in MacArthur Park on the 10th. Yes. And it's going to be amazing. You're going to get a lot of people dancing.
All right. Perfect.
Yeah.
It's like nothing less, no.
And now, first question, how did the group come together? How did this mariachi unity become?
So we started in 2008. Flor de Toloache was originally named Xochitl, which means flower in the Nahuatl language. But nobody could pronounce it or remember the name. So we were like, oh, this is not working. So we were looking for another name, but we wanted to keep the flower essence of it. And when we found out what Toloache meant, we just thought it was perfect. Nobody else had that name, mm-hmm. and we thought it was very unique, and it was like it's a magical flower, and it's sacred, and it's very ancient, and it still grows in Mexico, and it has a lot of magical properties. So we thought it was perfect for us, and and the project started. The idea came about because I was playing mariachi before, and I was one of the only female mariachi performers in New York City in the scene for a lot of years. And I come from a mixed background. My mom's Dominican and my dad's Mexican. I was raised in Puerto Rico. So all of those things kind of made me who I am, though. And I've always loved all kinds of music, and being in New York and absorbing all those things, all those reasons, kind of sparked the idea of creating this group. And also, I was kind of like, I wanted to collaborate with other women, and I didn't know that many women musicians in New York, so there was an excuse for me to collaborate with other women and also create a safe space for women to come together without having to deal with all that machismo that, mm-hmm. that we have to deal with, and all genres and all industries. So all those reasons sparked the idea of Flor de Toloache, and the first person I thought to call was Shay, and we had been working together through her music, mm-hmm. her solo career. And
was that also mariachi based or
no? Not at all. It was completely different. She could tell you a little bit more about her stuff, but I called her and she was down, and she had never played mariachi, so I was very excited to start the group with her. And
was it hard to find other
it was way harder than what we thought.
Oh really?
We were like, oh, we have this cool idea, for sure people are gonna want to be part of this group, but uh-huh. it was not like that.
Oh man,
it took a little while because it's when people would join, they'd understood that, oh my god, I have to learn all this music. There's so much music to learn, and it's very particular, and there's not music sheet. So a lot of women in the music scene, we're used to reading music, and it was a little harder than what we thought, but it's been a beautiful experience. We grew a lot from it, and we grew together, and it's super memorable. We've never forget this experience of creating Flor de Toloache. No?
Yeah, and now you're three albums in. Yes. You just released Indestructible. Yeah. I still have a little problem saying that word, my bilingual
also
tongue.
Also, indestructible yeah. words too.
Yeah, yeah, same spelling and all that. Now, how do you feel your reception for all these albums have grown? Because you said that it was very hard to, like, even you were the only female mariachi person out there. Now, how do you think that has changed, or has it become easier to be, welcome with open arms?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was one of the only females because the Mexican community was just growing, to start to grow. Like in California, generations have been here. I mean, this mm-hmm. was Mexico before. So mm-hmm. In New York, it's fairly new. And now there are mariachi programs, and next few generations are already have been learning mariachi. So they're out there playing. So there are a lot of women now in the mariachi scene in New York. And in the West Coast, there's a lot of all female groups, and in Mexico as well. So,
cool.
But definitely we have contributed to the inspiration of women feeling inspired and empowered to be able to play these instruments and feel like, oh, I can do it too, you know. And a lot of women are also wearing pants because of
that's great.
Because we wear pants, you know. So. And they, you know, watch our music, they listen to it and watch our videos and get inspired by that.
Yeah, and I'm sure your live shows are even more, much more inspiring just to see all you together.
We've encountered, we had a young woman come to New York to meet us for her Sweet 16.
Oh, that's beautiful.
From Detroit. And while we were playing in the New York Botanical Gardens for the Frida Kahlo exhibit, like four or five years ago. And she went on to start the first all-women mariachi in Detroit.
Oh,
Detroit. Mariachi Feminine Detroit.
That's cool.
Yeah, and recently we were there, and we got to finally meet the other members we had been hearing so much about.
Oh, that must have been a dream for her.
And they came up, we brought them up on stage, so it was really cool.
That's beautiful. Yeah. And I like that inspiration that you all build, because we need it. We need the diversity.
Yeah.
So what's this first song you have in store for us today?
It's a ranchera.
Ranchera.
Yes. And the composer is a friend of ours who actually had been on board with Flor de Toloache from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a bass player to start. It was violin, harp, and vihuela. And then the harp player left the group. And so we needed someone to play bass. And he was down. His name is Sinue Padilla.
Mm-hmm.
And so he and Mireya had been playing around the New York scene for years already. And so
okay.
He was familiar with Mireya, and then he was like, yeah, well, I'll play with you guys, sure. So he also had an album out, had been working on an album with his group, Jarana Beat.
Mm-hmm.
And this song that we're going to play was on that album.
Oh, cool.
It's his original song. And when he was playing with us, you know, since it was an all-women group, we gave him the name Sinuela. so that it would still work, you know.
Yeah. Well, now, what does that mean? Sinuela.
Well, just to add the la.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
You know, a little. Yeah. So.
Cool.
So yeah, it's called Hay Tiempos, and he had asked us. You know, he's like, I would love for you guys to do, you know, your version of this song, and we were maybe gonna put it on our last album, but this was the space for it. So
there you go.
Yeah.
All right, we got Flor de Toloache. What was it called again? Sorry.
Hay Tiempos.
Hay Tiempos. Here you go. Take it away.
Las cosas más bonitas que ¡Gracias!
solo sé que el tiempo de esta canción, que es el tiempo de nuevo.
Tuned in to the Latin Alternative. I'm Byron Gonzalez. For those of you just tuning in, and on that high note, literally gave me chills.
Me too.
Oh, man. That is Flor de Toloache here in studio. I would like for you all to introduce yourselves and to the public. Go ahead. Yeah.
Hi, my name's Elena Lacayo. I'm originally from Managua, Nicaragua.
And she plays guitarrón. My name is Shay Fiol. I play vihuela. I sing. And I'm originally from Portland, Oregon. My dad is from Cuba. My mom is from Boston, Massachusetts.
Hi, I'm Mireya Ramos. I play violin. I sing. Occasionally, I play guitarrón in emergencies. And I compose with Shay. And I'm very happy to be here sharing our music.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Julie Acosta. I play trumpet, I sing, and my parents are from Dominican Republic. I was born in Jersey, raised in Miami.
My name is Rachel Therrien. I'm French-Canadian from Montreal. Play trumpet with them in and out since like 7 years.
Oh, wow, that's cool. See, I love the diversity. It's just from all over the world. And that just goes to show that mariachi is for everybody. Now, I will admit that growing up, I didn't really listen to a lot of mariachi. And I'm only just getting into it. And it's mostly because of you all. Yeah, it's really like... And that's what I love about your group is that it's become so accessible. It's gone to this wide range of audiences. And your reach has gone so much more. How do you... did you ever think that would come about with your group, like reaching brand new generations, even people that have never listened to mariachi and now listening to it because of you?
Well, I think we wanted to incorporate the different genres of music from the beginning. Have some funny stories about our first gigs experimenting with those different genres.
Yeah.
We definitely got a grasp on it, you know, after a few years. And I personally, it's unfolded in ways that I never imagined. Because for me, I didn't come from a mariachi background, Sashe. Mm-hmm. So I've learned so much about the culture and how, you know, there's different branches of the mariachi, I guess you could say. There's a traditional, and then mm-hmm. we're definitely like creating a new branch.
Yeah.
Which I feel like I've seen has become, made it more accessible for some people, for the younger people to, you know, to hear these different kinds of fusions, be like, oh, and it kind of draws them in a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then also people that, you know, maybe are interested in other genres of music, when they hear our music and they hear like, you know, a Nirvana cover or mm-hmm. a jazz cover,
yeah.
it kind of, you know, it starts to draw all different kinds of people.
Yeah. In. Or even bringing John Legend into the mix.
Something like
yeah.
that. Or Miguel. Or
yeah. Or Miguel.
How flamenco did... artists from Spain and Alex Cuba, who's a singer-songwriter from Cuba. So, yeah.
Now, how did those collaborations happen? Did they reach out to you or are they... I feel like they
John Legend called us.
Yeah.
He was like, please, can I be on your album?
Yeah.
No. We wish we didn't have it. But let's he did agree to do a collaboration.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was the opposite.
The agreement is the first step. There's like
collaborations came about through Miguel. Miguel is my cousin.
Oh wow!
His grandmother and my grandmother were sisters, and they used to sing together. They used to have a duet in Mexico and Michoacan, and we recently got connected a few years back, and finally we got to collaborate on a song on his album, and we decided to include this song on our album.
Vice versa.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
Through him we got to meet John Legend's manager, and we were looking for a male singer for Quisiera, which is the cover, Juan Luis Guerra cover, that we have in our album. We thought of him, of course, because we were all fans, and I was like, oh yeah, I can contact the manager.
Did it surprise you that he knew Spanish, that he sang in Spanish?
Yeah,
because surprised me.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we thought he was going to say no, but we went for it anyways.
Lyrics.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, that's funny.
Which will come out soon, actually.
Oh, there is
the
English
version? Yes.
Oh, that's so cool.
But, and he immediately said yes and recorded it like a week after we asked him, and it was amazing. I mean, we got videos of him recording, and we were all crying and jumping and got chills all over.
That's great. Oh, I love hearing that.
And making no sense in our thank you videos.
Yeah, exactly.
We were like, thank you.
Thank you.
Just unbelievable.
Just like your audience out there, your babies. That's amazing,
exactly.
Too. We got two mothers in the band, and they're touring out here, you know, just pushing it out there. It's so much great work, and I admire you all for it.
Thank you.
I just had a funny thought. Is this going to, you know, for my generation or for even younger generations, I can just imagine us, like, at bars, half crying, like, all drunk, listening to the song like our parents do, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I always loved about the mariachi music or rancheras or just this type of music, is just that you can go to a bar and you hear a bunch of people singing it, and you're like, I don't know this song. How do they know this song? Any song comes up, they just start singing it.
Yeah.
And now that's going to be our new generation. It just keeps going.
Yeah, it's pretty cool at our shows. Like, for example, when we play the Juan Gabriel medley that we have, it's just like so many people start singing, and I love it because I feel like, you know, it gives people an opportunity to, you know, to sing their heart out to music that's so deeply important to them and familiar, and you know, they even do like karaoke style. We won't sing, and they'll sing it for us.
Yeah, it's so funny.
So loud, you can just and powerful.
Sit back a little bit, just keep playing.
Yeah.
So what's this next song you got for us?
Oh yes. Okay, I forgot which one.
Yes. Andariega, which actually the original is called El Andariego, I think. Is it El or just
El Andariego?
El Andariego, which is a classic, I think, often done like in a waltz, maybe.
Okay.
So, a long time ago, I heard a version that Concha Buica did with Chucho Valdez, and they did this awesome version, and I had never heard the song before, and I didn't realize it was such a classic. So then Mireia added another cool kind of arrangement. We started covering it for a little bit. And then we brought it back for this album.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And added in another song that we used to play separately called Tamacun by Rodrigo y Gabriela. And they're the
guitar
duo.
Yeah, we just had them in the studio not that long ago.
Yeah. Oh man,
you're sharing the space. You're sharing the space.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay, we'll conjure them.
Yes, they're still in here.
Okay,
it was just like 2 weeks ago.
The music is still vibrating, and we put that in there. So we did this in collaboration with Las Migas from Spain, and they brought their incredible musicianship to the track. And,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I hope you get to listen to that one on the album as well.
Oh so, yeah, I've listened to everything. All right, here you go. Flor de Toloache, take it away.
Yo que fui del amor ave de paso, yo que fui mariposa de mis flores, hoy siento la nostalgia de tus brazos, de aquellos tus ojazos, de aquellos tus amores. Ni cadenas ni lágrimas me ataron, mas hoy siento la calma y el sosiego. Perdona mi tardanza, te lo ruego. Perdona la andariega que hoy te ofrece el corazón. Te ofrece el corazón.
For those of you tuning in, this is the Latin Alternative. I'm Byron Gonzalez, and in the studio we got Flor de Toloache just exploding the room, really. I'm glad these are like double reinforced windows, really, because your voice, oh my God, more chills.
Thank you.
Just from both of you. So we're about to wrap up. We got one more song ahead of us, but I just want to know, since you've been on tour, were there any like funny moments you can talk about? Like, what's one of your favorite moments? One of the top two or three.
Funny.
Yeah, funny, or just like, whoa, or kind of jaw-dropping, or something you want to share.
It's such a hard question, because I have a very hard time accessing my memory these days.
Same here.
Let me see. Telluride, yeah. That was definitely a beautiful, like, breathtaking experience when we were in Telluride, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
We took a gondola on our day off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Went over this peak and then came down from this peak into the valley, into the town of Telluride, which was very cool.
Oh, so it's just mountainous.
Yeah, and these like are like futuristic gondolas, like, you know, complete silence, and you're just looking out in this bubble. It's pretty amazing.
Just babies very
in their strollers.
Oh, oh too young to. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Gosh, man.
Your spirits must have been like.
Oh my God.
Man, I wish I could. There are so many funny moments that happened to us.
Yeah. I know. I can't really.
Okay, yeah, it's a little
that's
tough question.
That's something that we need like a prep to be prepped on before.
Yeah, I should have
think
asked you.
Really, really hard.
It's okay. I like hearing about nature, though.
Oh, good. Thank you, Nadia. This is a long time ago when we started. We got hired by one of the cooks of a restaurant that we used to play at, and he wanted us to serenade his wife. I guess they were having trouble or something like that.
Oh.
And then,
oh, no. So this was like an apology serenade.
He's like,
serenade.
Hey, yeah, and like, can you buy these flowers? I'll give you. He paid us, you know, before we went. And we bought the flowers, and I even got my dad to come and sing with us.
Funny,
because he's a he was a mariachi singer, so he accompanied us. And I can't remember. I for sure it was Shay, me, my dad, and I can't remember who else was there. But
were you there?
No,
I just know about three. That's why your dad came.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I think it was in the Bronx. It was kind of far from the city, so we took the train over there, or we drove. Can't remember. And when we got there, we went up the building and, you know, we knock on the door. We're like ready, all dressed up with our instruments out, ready to play. And, you know, we're expecting for her to open the door and us blasting the music. She opens the door and she just closes the door.
Oh, no. She's like, nope, I'm not having this.
Yep. And we're like, okay, what's going on? So we knock again, and then her sister or somebody related to her comes to the door and opens it. She's like, no, she doesn't want anything to do with that guy.
God.
I'm like, but he already paid for the music.
Oh, my God.
Just, you know, maybe it'll make her feel better if we play.
Uh-huh.
So we're like, we're really trying to play.
Of course. Not sure
why, but... We felt so bad, and we're like standing there with the flowers and my dad all dressed up as a mariachi.
Did you end up playing? Or
we ended up playing one song.
Okay.
And then she was crying. She started crying. And then it was pretty like an awkward moment.
Yeah.
But, you know, we could tell it now, and it's funny, obviously.
Yeah, in hindsight. That's funny.
Yeah, but we've done all kinds of events and awkward
nice
serenades.
Yeah, we did a serenade in a limo once.
That's what I was
saying. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
In a limo, we played in an elevator once for a news channel. They wanted us to play in the elevator.
Yeah. Elevator sessions.
Open the door and see a mariachi in there stacked in there.
Oh, my goodness.
Surprise.
We crashed a party bus once.
That's cool.
We did crash a party bus.
Yeah. Like, that's right.
Legitimately crashed the party bus. Yep.
Yep,
we were just like, hey, there's a party bus. Let's see if they want a mariachi.
Oh, they didn't even invite you to it.
No,
you
we were not invited.
Oh,
they were
funny.
Parked around like the 50s, like kind of in this kind of quiet street.
The Midtown area.
Quiet-ish street. Yeah, in Midtown. Random. And then we're like, well, there's a party bus. Let's go.
That's funny. That's awesome.
Like, that's back when we had like a 20-song repertoire. If that, maybe 10, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I can't. Thank you enough. Let's play this next song, and then we'll wrap it up, and then talk a little bit about the Levitt Pavilion show that you got coming up on Saturday, which is, I feel like it's already exploding. I feel like people are already camping out.
Oh, really?
No,
wow.
No. That's just my guess. That's my guess.
That. They're camping out already. Oh, my gosh. No.
I know. You guys better be there quick because they're camping out. What's this next song you got for us?
We're doing Besos de Mezcal. It's an original song by Shay, me, and Camilo Lara, the amazing Camilo Lara from Mexican, what is it, Institute? I always mess up the name.
Oh, Camilo.
Camilo.
He just played not that long ago.
I'm sorry, Camilo. But we love you. It was amazing to work with him and write the song, and he produced it as well.
So nice.
This is a cumbia.
All right, we got Flor de Toloache with Besos de Mezcal.
Thank you.
This is the Latin Alternative. Byron Gonzalez here, and Flor de Toloache is just ending Besos de Mezcal. If you're just tuning in, sorry. So sorry. But, you know, you got to hear the little bit, the last bit of it. Thank you all for being here. Is there anything in store for Flor de Toloache in the upcoming months or by the end of the year or next year that you got able to talk about?
We're heading to Europe.
You're heading to Europe. Oh, my God. I wonder if Europe has... Besides, like, Madrid or, like, España, if they have any mariachi stuff, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Switzerland, Australia.
Okay. And then you're going to hit it hard.
Yep.
You excited about a particular country that you want to go to that you've been dreaming about? Maybe.
Well, we did a tour in Europe a few years ago with the ARCs, Dan Auerbach. Project for a whole year. Well, we toured with them for a whole year, but we did our first tour was in Europe, so we got to see a lot of different countries in Europe. So
you excited
we'll
to
be revisiting?
You excited to revisit one?
Yeah, absolutely. Germany.
Germany is your favorite.
Berlin was really fun.
Berlin was awesome.
Yeah. Did you all go to really the Tiergarten? Cool. Garden?
No.
Oh no! If you're in Berlin, you should go. I went over two summers ago.
Oh, we went to a really cool place though. It was like on the water, is right on near the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Wall end. We saw Talib Kweli playing that night.
Right? Oh, wow.
It was awesome concert. It was kind of, I think they had been set up for like different like booths and stuff. There was like a food trucks.
Oh,
and
cool.
Yeah. It begins with a Y. I can't remember what it was called, but it was a really cool place. Yeah.
Well, if you do go and you have chance, Tiergarten. Okay. It's just like this. Okay. It's almost like Madison Square Garden, where it's just like a lot of forest.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And there's like really cool spots in there, and there's like a river. And
like Central Park.
Yeah.
Madison Square Garden?
No, you can tell I've never been to New York at least.
You gotta come and hang out with us.
Yeah.
And we'll show you Madison Square, and we'll show you Central Park.
The Central Park. So Tiergarten is like the Central Park.
Okay,
yeah.
Very nice.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it is very cool. Well, thank you again. Words cannot express of how I feel about you all coming in here. Really, it's such a pleasure. You're Flor de Toloache. You're playing August 10th at the Levitt Pavilion, MacArthur Park. It's going to be explosive.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gracias. Have a great day.
Yeah.